This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Radio Review, our overview from the DJV perspective of the charts, the stories, the people. Every week, Talkers Magazine does the work, does the research, and we on the DJV program get to spend time taking apart the various issues. Joining me now, Victoria Keelan from the DJV program, Jay Kirshner, and also John Harper, who comes to us from one of our affiliates, WMEL on the Space Coast. Always glad to happy to have him in attendance because he always has great pithy things to say. I'm going to go through the story list and the people list, and then we'll pick some of the things. I'm actually going to ask, I always try to do this differently every week. So I'm going to ask Victoria and Jay and John to tell me what they think of the stories is the most important to them. Which one has the most traction or has the most impact on them and their lives and listeners as well? So starting with the stories first, the holidays at number 10, that's understandable. Immigration issues, number 9. The whole climate change and discussion of the weather, what's going on, it's cold and wet in the West Coast. Not bad in other parts of the country. Social media and scams and security issues, number 7, certainly at Christmas time, that's a big deal. Our relationships with China and Russia, a normal countdown issue, number 6 this week. The crime and violence, especially the sort of seasonal crimes that are all over the place, that's number 5. Voter legislation action, number 4. The investigation into January 6th, the Capitol riot, is number 3. All the various conversations about COVID, number 2. And number 1, the economy and the Build Back Better issue, the Build Back Better bill, which seems to be going nowhere. On the people side, Kamala Harris is at number 10. Xi Jinping is at 9. Putin is at 8. Mitch McConnell is at 7, Nancy Pelosi 6, Michael Flynn at 5, Donald Trump at 4. I sound like I'm doing at a partridge in a pear tree, right? Fauci is 3, Joe Manchin is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. That's the top of the list, about the same here the last few weeks. All right, so let's start with Victoria. Of the top 10 stories that I just enumerated, Victoria, which one do you think is the most important, at least as far as you, your life, your friends, your circle?
Sure. Yeah, that's an easy one. It's COVID. I'm in New Jersey, and I'm in a county in New Jersey that is worse than New York City right now in terms of the number of new cases, and hospitalizations are way up. We're now in the top 5 states that have severe hospitalization surges. But for me personally, though, what's really affected me, not only just because we have more and more friends who are popping up positive with COVID, but the lack of tests. We have been going nuts this whole week trying to find at-home tests that you can buy at the pharmacy, and they're sold out everywhere. And so, we couldn't even get a test for my parents for Christmas dinner. It's been a real challenge. So in our lives, that's been the conversation amongst all of our friends texting each other, hey, you know, can you get a test at that CVS or does that Walgreens have it? And they're just sold out everywhere.
Yeah. I had the people on my farm get the booster this week. It was interesting to see the whole, it was every time I've gotten a shot, it's been a different sort of circumstance. And the lines that were there, but the speed in which they now are able to work it, you know, it's like bing, bang, boom. You fill out the form, you show them your insurance. If you don't have it, the state pays for it, and then you get the shot, and you got a sore arm, and that's it. That's what I've heard, anyway. How about you, John, in terms of getting the shot and the impact of the booster, just out of curiosity, because you and I are similar ages, seems to be affecting people who are older a little differently than people who are younger. What was your experience?
Getting the shot or the booster shot here in Florida, or specifically on the Space Coast, for me and those around me and my friends and immediate family, has not been a problem. There seems to be a pretty good supply here in Florida. Last Saturday, I went and got my booster shot. It literally took me probably 10 minutes altogether. Filling out the paperwork was longer than anything,
right.
And I didn't even have an appointment. So there really is not too much of a problem down here with the vaccination shots or the booster shots altogether.
Well, that's a good sign, I think, as much as anything else. Jay, you're traveling this week from, you were normally in Nashville, you're moving up to Cleveland for the holidays. You've had a child that's been sick, and I know that you went back and forth on vaccines and stuff. So where, in your circle of friends, what is the experience in terms of the shot or the shots, masks? Are you finding people are complying in your circle, or are they still, is it like all over the place?
Yeah, it's kind of all over the place, because I also have friends in different states. So the majority of people are continuing to wear masks, are vaccinated. I have a couple friends who are anti-both, anti-vaccination, anti-masks, anti-being told what to do. I have a couple friends who have not gotten vaccinations because of their own health issues, that the vaccine may actually be worse for them, but they're still wearing masks everywhere. It's been across the board. I'm fully vaccinated. I'm boosted. I had a pretty bad reaction to the second shot, but the booster shot, I was not expecting to be as sick as I was. I was violently ill for a good solid day, but now I feel like I'm somebody who's really sensitive, especially with lungs, that I trust the vaccine more than the virus itself.
Mm-hmm.
But across the board,
as another asthma sufferer, I agree.
Yeah,
I don't want to take my chances.
That's my own personal belief, but there are pretty much people in all different camps that are in my life. I almost lost somebody who is double vaxxed, boosted, 40 years old, like 2% body fat, and she found herself hospitalized with it.
Wow. All right. So while we've got you, Jay, I asked Victoria what the number one story was for her this week. Are you in agreement with her from the list of 10, or do you have another one that you think is...
Definitely COVID. COVID is definitely important in our lives. But also, based on where I am, the whole climate discussion, these tornadoes that happened in December, it is... Yes, we are in Tornado Alley in a sense, but this isn't normal for December. We had a couple really close calls back-to-back that it's just, this is astounding. This is not normal December weather in Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, so that's number 8 this week. It is not. You've had, and by the way, why don't you, as long as we are talking about that for a moment, you found a charity. When we look at the list here, scams a big problem. Some of the charities that have come about as a result of what happened in the South, in Kentucky, Tennessee, to a lesser extent, we came up with some, and at Christmas time, maybe you're feeling like you want to give to help people out. So what's the one place that we found that we've advised to our listeners would be a good place for you to give to support the rebuild and all the problems that are having to be solved in Kentucky?
Yeah, specifically the Kentucky tornado victims. PandemicOfLove.com is the website. They accept Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, whatever is easiest for you to give your monetary gift. Pandemic of Love can help. And 100% of the donations are going to help those families.
All right, more of the Talk Radio Review with John Harper from WMEL, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner from the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make $200 to $300.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
So, the sales right now at Kohl's, I mean, you won't want to miss these deals. I got 60% off holiday decor, so I'm set for next year. Fleece for under 20 bucks and 60% off bedding. Even better, I used the Kohl's cash I earned from my holiday shopping, got an extra 20% off, and earned even more Kohl's cash. Who's ready to ring in the savings?
Select styles ends January 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
To our overview of the stories and what's most important. So I asked that question of Victoria and Jay. John, what do you think of that list that we went through? You've seen the list of the charts for this week, the week of December 20th to the 24th from Talkers. Which one is would ring your bell more than any other?
Well, all important, needless to say, and people are talking about, I think, all of the items that are on that top 10 list. But I do agree that the COVID, the pandemic situation, is something that is really starting to heat up. Even though it seems to be under control here in Florida, people are talking about it with Christmas dinner coming up and things like that. People are very concerned. So I would list COVID as number one. I would also put on that list the relations or lack of relations with China and Russia. Obviously, a lot of people believe strongly that China is the culprit behind this entire pandemic. And as a result of that, the supply chain has been interrupted, as we all know, and it's creating all types of problems for people who are trying to shop for Christmas and get things done, and it ain't happening. Gas prices, obviously, is a big concern. We are seeing for the first time here in Florida in a long time. The other day, I paid $2.95 for gas, which was the lowest I paid in probably 6 months or more, and so that was kind of a moral victory. But gas prices, everybody's talking about that, and I'm sure that will be the subject of the conversation at Christmas dinner as well.
Yeah, that's another good point. People and Christmas, because of the holidays, number 10 this week. So what goes on around the table at your house, Victoria? How are you preparing for Christmas, and what are you doing, as this program will be heard all over the Christmas weekend? So it will be present and past tense, probably, much yeah. Anything else. But what sort of things, what's the tradition with you and your family?
Well, it's just my parents and my husband and me and my brother and his wife. So it's just the six of us, and I'm going to be cooking Christmas dinner. So we go over to my parents' house late in the afternoon. Well, I'll be there cooking, you know, before that. But everybody else arrives later in the afternoon. We open gifts. We have kind of a cocktail hour and then dinner. Pretty simple.
Cocktail hour.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
It's a little eggnog. Schnapps in your eggnog. That's good. Nothing wrong with that.
No right. Eggnog.
Jay, what's your tradition at Christmas and New Year's?
We always do a Christmas Eve party with all of the extended family that live in the same area. So it's always like 30-plus people. And then Christmas Day, we spend with my husband's family.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's a good tradition.
Yeah.
John, give us a minute on your, over the years, your traditions. Have they changed or are they pretty much the same?
Pretty much the same, with just a close gathering on Christmas Eve and then Christmas Day in the afternoon, a big dinner with all the various delights of meat, from turkey to prime rib, you name it. But and my, of course, my famous White House mashed potatoes.
Yep. All right. Well, that sounds like fun. The next time I visit with you down there, I've not had those mashed potatoes. You'll have to invite me. We'll either figure out a way to bring them someplace, or I'll go to your house and have some, because I would love. That sounds yummy, yummy, yummy. Good stuff for your time.
You're invited over anytime. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, John. Continuing with our talk radio review.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Back now at 23 after the hour, and traditionally on the DJV program, we have during this portion of each of the hours an overview of things that are trending, comments from social media. DJV social media includes Twitter and Instagram at DJV Show and Facebook.com/DJV Show. You can find the charts, top 10 stories, top 10 people. You can find them enumerated on both the DJV website, DJVShow.com, or Talkers.com. And so, Jay, we have conversations with people. This is like the more up-to-date way of getting input from listeners, social media, rather than getting people to call us on the phone. So we have a number of things that are tied to the countdown list. The whole business of violence, number 5, crime and violence. So what's the question and what are people saying?
Asking if anybody's noticed a rise in crime and violence in their own community or nearby cities, everyone has. And they've said even if it's not directly in their community, it is nearby. Jeremy Wood believes any rise in crime is only happening in major cities that lean more liberal. Don Sutherland says his community in Bend, Oregon, used to be a sleepy little outdoor tourist town with very little crime, and now it's a place with just continuous news stories of shootings, carjackings, property crime. And Gretchen Stoller's son was actually a victim of a hit-and-run accident, went and followed the other car, got shot at by that driver. Fortunately, he wasn't hit, and she also added that, quote-unquote, Anchorage is out of control.
Isn't it interesting, as you look around the country, because we have stations literally in every state of the country, and the difference of the fellow in Bend, Oregon, and his experience, the lady up in Anchorage, and that experience there, and I wonder whether it's different in the big cities versus the smaller communities, in terms of, you know, we all have talked about what's happened in cities like Los Angeles, where they've defunded the police. It's 150 million, I think. Didn't Jennifer tell us that was the number? And you look at some of these other cities, Chicago the same way, and the huge increases in crime and violence. What are people thinking when it comes to that? What the hell do people think is going to happen? You can reallocate and redirect the police, but who in their right mind thinks defunding the police makes any sense? I mean, I've seen T-shirts and heard people talk about it. And it's like if you go to Los Angeles, it's a free-for-all in the malls. People just go in, smash, and grab. Is that going on in Florida? You don't have those same kind of problems, John, in Florida, do you?
No, fortunately not, Doug. It's been pretty calm here in Florida, and we haven't had those types of smash-and-grab problems in the malls or anything like that. So, no, it's been under control, not really an issue down here.
All right, next, the trials this week that are going on, that also, I think, relates to number five on the story list from talkers this week. So what do we have for feedback from the question about some of those trials this week, Jay?
Yeah, the notable ones, Ghislaine Maxwell, Kim Potter, Elizabeth Holmes. At Stevenson 30303 tweeted, he believes Kim Potter will be found not guilty. Ghislaine Maxwell and Elizabeth Holmes, however, will be found guilty. At Thera Not tweeted, people should be talking more about Elizabeth Holmes' claims of sexual abuse and whether or not she lied under oath on the stand. That should be added to the conversation. And Morgan Fillmore thinks Kim Potter's trial is going to end in a hung jury.
So Elizabeth Holmes, did she... Are men charging her with sexual abuse, or she's charging... What is that?
No, she's claimed previous sexual abuse, and she's citing that as part of the situation of Theranos, and it's just it's a whole
mess. She's blaming her boyfriend and said she was in an abusive relationship, and that's what drove her decisions, and that's kind of her defense.
All right, well, we'll find out more as that trial progresses. All of them keep cooking, chugging along, although Christmas, the excuse is now for the next week or so, nobody getting anything done, no businesses really other than the retail are open, and actually it's the second most vacationed week of the year. July 4th is first, Christmas 2nd, 4th of July, I'm sorry, Labor Day is 3rd. We continue with thoughts on COVID in a matter of moments here on this week's Talk Radio Review.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit, forhims.com/joy.
Have you heard about Vine-to-Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine-to-Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door is Vine-to-Bar. Vine-to-Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A conflation of events. That's how Dr. Fauci on ABC News describes the latest COVID-19 test kit shortages in America.
The situation where you have such a high demand, a conflation of events, Omicron stirring people to get appropriately concerned and wanting to get tested, as well as the fact of the run on tests during the holiday season. We've obviously got to do better. I mean, I think things will improve greatly as we get into January, but that doesn't help us today and tomorrow.
Thousands of customers were without power Monday as a storm slammed the Pacific Northwest, forcing some highways in Northern California and Nevada to close, with travel warnings issued in the Sierra Nevada mountains. More than 6,000 flights worldwide have been canceled over the three-day Christmas weekend as airlines continue to contend with Omicron policies that are in place, creating staff shortages. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
National Basketball Association player Enes Kanter Freedom was on Fox News Sunday describing what it's like to become an American citizen.
I remember first time coming here in 2009, my dream to become a part of this great nation because, you know, this country has, you know, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of expression, freedom of press. And, you know, the reason I wanted to make that word part of me and carry it everywhere I go. First, I wanted to educate our young generation because, you know, there are so many problems that are happening all over the world. But I wanted to all the kids out there to research what freedom means, you know. So that word is just mean world to me. I'm just going to tell you this. I'm coming from a country, you know, where you, when you criticize your government, your family will be in jail and tortured. You know, when you criticize the government, your passport will be revoked and your name will be on Interpol list. You know, they're going to call you international criminal. They're going to call you terrorist. So more often, you know, I sit down with my friends, with my teammates, and with my, you know, colleagues and talk about how blessed and how lucky we are to be in this situation. And obviously, you know, America have our own problems, but people should feel really blessed to be in this situation because we have checks and balances. So that's why I'm like, this is great.
Mr. Freedom plays center for the Boston Celtics. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Second half hour of our talk radio review here. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, DJ Veers, and John Harper from WMEL. The whole business about COVID, it is number two. Some people think it should be number one. I think that's what Victoria said. So I don't want to let these thoughts sort of go out into the ethos. We ought to talk about them a little bit, Jay, some of the responses to our questions on mandates and variants and stuff from our listeners through social media. What did we get in return to asking some of these questions?
Yeah, Jared Watts believes if things didn't shut down last year, we might be further along in the fight against COVID, adding that he believes the fear being spread is more dangerous for most people than the virus
itself. I'm with him 150%. Absolutely agree with that guy across the board, yes. All right, so what else are you getting from people?
Elizabeth Mooney says there was too much focus on the whole herd immunity thing that never really happened and
exactly.
Dismissing natural immunity.
Mm-hmm.
And then
there's not enough research on natural immunity. We don't really know. That's a big problem.
Well, and then this one's kind of related. Corinne 843 tweeted, she's not vaccinated. She's been exposed to the virus numerous times. She has taken care of friends and family who were ill, and she never caught it. She's always been tested to make sure that she wasn't spreading it around, always had negatives. She actually wants to know, she wants to ask Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken if that means she's immune, that she's been around it so much and never caught it.
Yeah. Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus are both associated with the DJV program. You can check out their thoughts on all of these things with regularity because there's a podcast that we post every week at djvhealthshow.com in addition to the weekend hours that their programs are on the air. And I think that's a good question to ask. I don't know that we've asked that question. We've certainly talked around and around and around and around about COVID. And this is something, though, that I had sniffles. Was it last week? When did I have the sniffles, ladies? Do you remember? Wasn't this week?
Beginning of last week.
So I had the sniffles, and I went to get tested. I've had all my shots, boosters. I had a flu shot. I got shots I've never have gotten before. And so I wanted to make sure, because this thing becomes kind of hard to predict. I'm not sure that we can talk a good game, but whether we really understand this thing. I think the most important research that came out in the last week or so was something that we used talking about one of our advertisers, the folks that produce Calitrin. They didn't come up with the research, but I sort of put it together. Those spikes that you see in the pictures of the virus, those are engineered. They were engineered in that laboratory in China to hook onto fat cells. So that's really one of the reasons, if you wonder why it is that so many people who are heavy, those who have diabetes, that kind of stuff, are succumbing to this. It's because this thing was designed to hook onto fat molecules, fat cells, and that's why more people... Isn't that amazing, John, when you think about it? These people are so... what's the word do we use, the adjective, the scurrilousness or the...
Maniacal.
Maniacal is a good word for it. Yeah, exactly. To know that this thing was designed. And now there's something new. Didn't we talk this week, ladies, about something new that's going to eliminate isn't there that new pill or something that's been just certified by the FDA that will attack those spikes?
What you're referring to, there is a new pill from the FDA that was authorized. It's the new Pfizer pill, and it reduces hospitalizations by 89%. But the tricky part with it is you have to take it within the first 3 days of being, you know, of having the virus. A lot of people don't necessarily know they have it right away, and so if they're not testing every day, you can't just take one test after being exposed and then just say, oh, okay, I'm in the clear, because it takes 5 to 7 days for it to still show up. So it's going to be a little complicated with the pills, but what you're also referring to is the Walter Reed Research Foundation has been working on a vaccine that's going to be partnered with, they haven't named who yet, but it's going to be partnered with some sort of pharmaceutical, and so that is a different type of technology. That vaccine, they say... they're in human trials right now, but they say that it's good for all of the variants and that it actually attacks those spikes that you were talking about, the virus, and it prevents them from replicating and spreading in your body.
Isn't it amazing how insidious, that's another word, John, I'd use for this, maniacal, how these people have, and I even saw something this week on a couple of different reliable, I was going to say sort of reliable, what's reliable these days, is anything reliable in terms of news or information, but that the engineering of this, the reason the Chinese government wanted to do this is to sort of cull the human population. Not necessarily just in America, worldwide, the Chinese are worried about having enough food for themselves and enough resources. So they figure if they kill off a couple of hundred million or maybe a billion people, that they can have a better chance of surviving. Again, maniacal. I wonder if it's true. It certainly is something that you could imagine being true, right? Has anybody else heard this beside me?
No, I've heard that too, Doug, and you kind of expect to see Dr. Evil behind all of this. And it's just something that I don't know when we're going to be able to get control of this. It seems like every week there's a different trend going on as far as the pharmaceuticals go, as far as the treatment, and, of course, the variants that come out on this pandemic. The only positive thing I've heard, along with some of the pharmaceutical discussions that we've just heard, is that this, compared to the pandemic 100 years ago, is showing some of the same trends as far as the variants of the disease are less and less. And they feel it's going to be kind of like a forest fire. It will eventually burn itself out.
Yes.
How long that will take, of course, no one knows.
Right. All right. So, Victoria, back to the technology discussion, those tests, the COVID tests that the president has, the government is now setting up the website to distribute these tests. Are they reliable? Are we going to be able to depend on the results? Because this is a big issue as well, is it not?
Well, I think how to use the rapid tests is very important. And so, you know, testing before, a lot of people will go to a family gathering or they'll go to, you know, a private, someone's house, and everyone will take a rapid test at the door to make sure everyone's negative before you go in. So they seem, I mean, they're pretty reliable. Unfortunately, they're not that sensitive. So you really have to get that positive result in the middle of when you have symptoms, because if it's too soon, it'll show a negative, and if you're too far into the virus, it'll also show a negative. So you've really got to, it's important to get the right timing with those tests.
Right.
But yeah, the website, hopefully, we don't know the address of the website yet. We're waiting for more details from the Biden administration on that one.
That's sort of a positive thing, though, coming out of all of this.
Well, every other country gives away free tests, and so we're the only ones that aren't doing it.
Yeah. Well, there you go. All right. Victoria is here. Jay is here. John is here. I'm going to talk to John about a couple of things that are important to the listeners of his station down on the Space Coast as we continue with our overview of the items from Talkers Magazine, the top stories of the week, the people that are being discussed, all the research done by Talkers Magazine. Find the list at talkers.com or djvshow.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code GOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code GOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GOOD.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
Back Back to the Talk Radio Review with Victoria and Jay, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and everybody's friend John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast. So, a couple of things here. The James Webb Space Telescope is scheduled to launch this weekend. What can you tell us about that? I know you follow this stuff very closely. This was done, as I understand it, with the European and Canadian space agencies, I think. So what's unique about the James Webb Telescope? Can you tell us about the telescope, John?
This particular telescope, of course, been in the works for over 10 years for the anticipated launch coming up. But this telescope is supposed to go beyond what magnificent results we've seen over the years now from the Hubble telescope. And the types of experiments this telescope can do are the most advanced that we've ever seen in the space program. So everybody is pretty excited about the launch and what this telescope is going to be able to do to science.
The name James Webb, I remember him from the very early days. I think he was the chief administrator at NASA in the 60s, and that's why this was named for him, was it not?
That is 100% correct. That's right.
Yeah, right.
So everybody is very excited about this, and it's a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. No question about that. Also, if you're a future space traveler, here's a heads up for you. No more commercial astronaut wings are going to be awarded from the FAA. I wonder why are they clipping the astronaut wings? I thought this was something that was kind of cool. Maybe all the civilians going up, there are too many of them, and it doesn't have any meaning anymore, you think?
I think Doug, that kind of is correct. The importance of it doesn't seem to be there as there once was. Going up for a 15-minute flight is something you can almost achieve at Space Mountain in Disney World, and as a result, I think the significance has definitely been diminished. So I think that's why they're not being awarded now, effective immediately.
All right. Now, the business about social media and its impact, Jay, I noticed that this past week, the House Oversight Committee opened up an investigation into Astroworld, that festival. And I wonder how much of that was driven by social media, people, their comments, people, their experiences, the public getting all worked up about it. It's kind of, you know, when you look at the situation with Chris Noth this week, he would be number 11 on the people list, I think, if we were adding one more to it. The idea that the pressures that come from people using Twitter and Instagram and Facebook can be so huge that they, you know, sort of motivated this investigation by the government. Yes? No? What do you think?
Well, and it's not just the people. You have other artists. Social media has given everybody a voice, everybody a platform that they can speak their piece. And when you have other artists also saying, no, it doesn't matter who is unofficially or officially authorized to stop the show, you have the mic. This is your show. And other people started sharing videos of artists who have stopped shows in the past when a lot less things were happening.
Mm-hmm.
And
Adele,
this
Harry
was just,
Styles,
yeah.
Stefani, yeah, it's a whole long list.
Yeah, Foo Fighters, almost any rock band, when there's a mosh pit involved, somebody falls. Somebody always falls. Either people pick them up or the show is stopped and the artist will yell. They'll actually yell at people. Linkin Park stopped the show to yell at concert goers because some people
Mick
fell.
Mick Jagger did that back in the day,
yeah,
right?
They weren't being picked up. And they even started a chant of, like, when someone falls, it was a call and repeat of when someone falls and the crowd would say, you pick them up. And they did that a few times before they would even continue performing.
Unbelievable. All right, and a quick note on the economy, which is number one. The stock markets are up for a second consecutive week. The Dow Jones Industrial Averages were up almost a point. NASDAQ interest, levels there are up over a point. There's a lot of people who were worried about the effect that Omicron would have on the market. Doesn't seem to be affecting it at all. There it is, our overview of the hot hits in talk radio, thanks to the work done at Talkers Magazine, thanks to the work done by the folks who were on the air with me at the DJV show, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and to John Harper at WMEL, and to everybody listening, Merry Christmas. from all of us here at the Steffen House.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Time now at 53 past the hour for our weekly visit with the great, the one, the only, the impeccably dressed Nick Miles is here from RROExpert.com. Notice how I had the big buildup and then sort of calmed down a little bit. It's always exciting to have you here because I always want to find out what's going on in the world of cars, car talk, if you will. How many companies are building new convertibles? Is that, remember there was a while back in that, well, you don't remember it, but I remember as a kid there were tons of convertibles. And then they sort of went away. I forgot whether they were illegal or not, but they were out of favor, and then they came back in. Now I see the more, this is something that seems to be relegated to expensive cars. Is that true or not?
Much more expensive. And then there was a sort of trend for a while where they had the hard top convertible because, you know, people didn't want to get so, you know, the convertible tops cost a lot of money to replace. And people right. tend to keep their convertibles for a long time, and they only got them out in their fair weather. But that sort of went away. There are a few hardtop convertibles left, but there's less and less convertibles. I think it's probably only about a quarter of what they used to be, but a lot of them disappeared. But there are still a few around there. Still a few convertibles, but quite a lot disappeared. The Rolls Royces, I think they don't make any Rolls Royce convertibles anymore. And a lot of the big sort of big boat convertibles, as we like to call them, went away. Land Rover used to make one. That went away. Yeah. So there's fewer and fewer convertibles out there. Yeah, it was awful.
Awful.
Nissan made one. That was pretty awful as well. But there are a few classics. The Miata is still around, and a few others as well.
You know, there is, as we're doing this program, it's Christmas week. A lot of people are traveling. You got an electric car. Apparently, Tesla has made some of their stations available free at certain times of the day. Is that an attraction? Will people? I actually, when I saw that first, I thought, oh, I didn't know you had to pay when you go into these charging stations. I guess it's just like getting gasoline, right? You have to pay for the electricity.
Well, originally, when you bought a Tesla, you got free electricity for life. But that turned out to be not such a great plan for Tesla. So they started to charge for it you got it several years free when you first bought your car, and then they started to charge for it after that amount of time. And then as things have gone on, unless you bought the premium models, you've had to pay for your electricity. So, there has been expenses on it. But now, of course, as a Christmas present from Mr. Elon Musk, if you ended up buying a lesser model, you now get it free at the end of the holiday season. And there are converters, you know. If you don't own a Tesla, you can often buy an off-market converter. And you can actually use the Tesla electricity if you buy yourself a little converter. But I don't think that Tesla approve of that, yeah.
No, probably not. All right, so I want to, this is sort of more of an opinion than fact. Bill Shatner, William Shatner, the actor, was involved in a fender bender in Studio City the other day, and he's driving a black Mercedes SUV. Now, the reason I bring it up isn't because necessarily of Shatner, but every time there's a crash, if it's in an expensive car, the news media tends to focus on the type of car it is. If it's in a little crap can car, you don't know what kind of cars they are. I wonder if you've noticed that, or is it just me, that the news media, once again, is prejudiced toward anything or anybody that displays having a little bit of money. They highlight the expensive cars in wrecks, but they don't highlight the name of the car if it's, let's say, a less expensive, a little Ford Escort or something. The guy driving the Ford Escort ran into something. You know, they just. Am I the only one who's observed that, or do you think that seems to be accurate?
No, you're absolutely right, but I don't know if there's a story so much as the $200,000, the $300,000, the $500,000 car damaged versus the $25,000 car damaged. There's always that famous story, of they totaled their $500,000 Bentley on the freeway versus they fender bended their $2,500 car. I don't know how many $2,500 cars Justin Bieber actually owns. That might be the other thing.
Okay. Well, I'll take that under advisement, yeah. All right, so next week, as we end up the year, I want to talk about the best cars from your perspective of the year. There are a lot of new cars, new types of cars, and I think we ought to review that for everybody, so we'll do that next week. Nick Miles, go to his website, ourautoexpert.com, to find out anything and everything you need to know about buying cars, where to get them, what to buy, what's not good to buy, et cetera, et cetera. And a Merry Christmas to you, my friend. This is the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.